Chapter 34. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas Davidzi. Symbiosis. We have been discussing how the Baal Betochen looks to nature and finds encouragement. The Chovas HaLevavos next mentions the fish in the sea. Where do the fish get their food? The practical answer is one we may have learned years ago in science class. There is a miraculous phenomenon known as symbiotic relationships, which means that two species maintain each other's well-being. Each satisfies its need through the other. This differs from a predatory relationship in which one species eats the other. We would be hard-pressed to identify how the prey benefits, except that it fulfills its part in the food chain. One example of symbiosis is the partnership between the moray eel and its companion, the cleaner shrimp. As they swim along together, the shrimp removes dead skin and parasites from the eel, even from within the eel's mouth. This provides food for the shrimp and a good healthy cleaning for the eel. They both benefit. Another example of a partnership is the one between the clownfish and the sea anemone. The sea anemone is a poisonous sea creature with swaying tentacles that resembles a plant's fronds. Any animal or fish that swims into it is paralyzed by the venom in the tentacles and eaten. However, the clownfish is immune to the venom. The clownfish cleans the sea anemone, and the sea anemone protects the clownfish from predators. God equipped them to help each other. In these symbiotic relationships, the smaller animal is feeding on a killer creature. For example, as mentioned above, Hashem designed the moray eel so that it harbors between its teeth the food needed by the cleaner shrimp. If not for this mutual relationship, the eel would probably eat the shrimp. The only creature it allows into its mouth is the one that its dentist. How does he know? Hashem instilled in these creatures the instinct to participate in these symbiotic relationships. Furthermore, the Bali Musa pointed out, nature provides evidence that even where the relationship is not symbiotic, but rather predator and prey, Hashem designs it to operate efficiently. The evidence is in the position of the prey fish inside its predator. If we were to cut open a large fish that has just swallowed a smaller fish, we might expect that the prey's tail would lie towards the back of the predator because the hunted fish would have been trying to swim away and the hunter fish would have caught it from behind. However, the opposite position is the norm. The smaller fish's head is found pointing towards the tail of the larger fish. This means that the fish swam right into its predator's mouth. The predator didn't obtain its food through its hunting prowess. Rather, Hashem delivered it to him. All of this science enhances our betachon. Since God gives food to the cleaner shrimp through the wondrous system of symbiotic relationships, can he take care of us? I think we understand that sometimes not only does Hashem provide for us what we need, but he does so in a means that seems opposite of what would logic dictate, counterintuitive to what we would think. Two different, supposedly enemy groups of fish work together to help each other. And the larger fish, the regular fish themselves, are only caught when swimming into the mouth of its prey. Hashem's showing us that sometimes you just gotta stop worrying about it and let me take the role of being in charge. Let me be the one to navigate how and when you'll be able to be sustained and supported.